So today is the day where the schedule shifts. So our, we'll shift into a much more open schedule, not as many formal sit-walk structure. We will have still the early morning sitting before breakfast with the bell ringer before and the practice leader at that sitting before breakfast. That also helps all of us do the Sangha service in a timely way at that 6:40 time. There will be this period where we're together with some reflections on the practice. And then there will be a bell for lunch. Who signed up to be the lunchtime bell ringer when the schedule shifted? Okay, so that starts today, just a reminder. And then there'll be the bell for the 4 o'clock Dharma offering. And the tea time bell happens, the dinner bell, the evening bell for the meal. And then the 9 o'clock bell. And in between all of those various demarcations of events in the day, we practice awareness. We practice awareness while sitting, we practice awareness while walking, while going to the bathroom, while having a cup of tea, while sitting on the porch, while doing our yogi jobs. Just this encouragement towards the continuity of practice. So a piece of this is to explore what supports you in your practice. This really is a taking the practice to a looking at what is useful for you in terms of how long you sit, how long you walk. So it allows you to explore your own rhythms of what feels natural and supportive. What supports the cultivation of mindfulness in your own practice? So this is part of the exploration. While you're sitting, you know, we have had these lovely bells that take that choice of, you know, the mind thinks time to get up and the bell hasn't rung yet, so we keep sitting. At this point, those bells aren't going to happen. And so the thought, oh, it's time to get up, may arise. And the exploration is that wisdom saying that? Wisdom speaking that says the mindfulness is, or the mindfulness is, would be supported by a little more walking right now? Or is it aversion to what's happening in the sitting that is not seen, that's motivating that? Oh, it's time to get up right now. So when those urges happen, you know, it's useful to notice them and then be curious. What's there? What's happening there? Likewise with walking, you know, while you're walking, at some point there'll be the, oh, it's time to go sit. Or time to have a cup of tea, or whatever the mind brings up as some intention. There can be a shift. The mind says, okay, time to stop doing this, time to start doing something else. This is an opportunity to really notice that shift or that intention to shift activities and explore what's the motivation. You may or may not know the motivation. And, you know, again, this is not, there's not a right answer here. And so if you check in and it's like, well, gee, I don't know if it's aversion or wisdom that's speaking here, or greed speaking here, then do whatever feels most, something will happen there. Either you'll keep walking or you'll do that thing. You can make a choice. At one point, I was exploring this intention in walking meditation in Burma, and I noticed this intention to turn at the end of a walking path. And I kept noticing, actually, I'd come to the end of the walking path and I'd noticed that the intention to turn was motivated by boredom or by greed or aversion. And so when I would notice that, I wouldn't turn. And I would stand there just watching these intentions, and it felt like I'd got stuck because every intention had some kind of little greed or aversion to it. And so I felt trapped. And I reported that to my teacher, Sayadaw Ujjanika, and he said, when you come to the end of your walking path, note standing 5 times and then turn. And I thought, oh, okay, I see. I can actually choose to turn. I don't have to wait until a wholesome intention arises. And so I'm encouraging something like this here. There may not be a wholesome intention that motivates you to shift to sitting or walking. It can take some time before we really touch into those. And so you can, noticing the unwholesome intention, kind of step into, okay, well, I'm going to choose to shift. See if I can choose to shift to another posture, another thing, another activity. And just see what happens. Just explore what happens. You know, it's not breaking the precepts to shift between sitting and walking. So just watch what happens. You'll begin to learn something about those intentions and even the subtlety of those intentions as you explore this. And so for those of you unfamiliar with this style of open schedule, I'll suggest a couple things that might support you in the shift. Often for those of you who haven't done this before, there can be a little bit of reactivity to a shift in schedule, a little bit of almost feeling like unmoored, like without this, okay, I've got two sittings and a walking between now and lunch. Okay, I can get through that. With it feeling just like 2.5 hours, it feels like endless time. And so sometimes we can have a reaction to that. So notice the reactivity, but also it can be helpful potentially at the beginning to, you could set a schedule for yourself, put your watch in front of you and sit for 45 minutes, walk for 45 minutes, sit. So you can create a schedule for yourself. That's fine. Just make a structure for yourself. You can play with it that way and see how that supports you. Another tool that I've used myself is in that place where you're sitting and you see this intention or this urge to stand or to shift from sitting to walking or from walking to sitting, be curious about that intention. So allow that intention to come, explore, the motivation there, notice what's going on. Let that intention arise and pass. Continue to sit or continue to walk. The second time, it probably won't be long before another one arises. Let that one arise and pass. Be curious about that intention to shift. So this is really an exploration in what is it that motivates us to take an action. So we're exploring. We notice the intention, we feel into the motivation, and that motivation will have a life, that whole intention will have a life, and it will arise and pass. And so just watch the arising and passing of that intention and motivation. The second time. The third time it happens, get up. So this is kind of like what my teacher said, note standing 5 times and then get up. This, watch this arising of the intention twice, arise and pass twice, and then the third time it happens, get up. Follow through. That has been really supportive for me in learning something a little more about those intentions, the motivations that move us, have us taking action. So one of the things that happens here in the hall in particular is that without the structured schedule, you can come and go from the hall as you wish. This is an open scheduled sitting hall, and so you're welcome to come in when you're done walking. You're welcome to leave when the intention to shift to walking, you're choosing to follow through on that intention. And so there will be some shifting. It doesn't have that kind of still quality of everyone staying here. There can be for some aversion to that, those shiftings and the shift from that kind of container of everyone staying together. But this is just something else to notice. You hear the rustlings of somebody coming in and settling down. Just that's hearing. Hearing is happening. Notice your relationship. Just being with what's here. And so this is really a practice of taking responsibility for your own practice. Continuity is really supportive. And so this is a piece of learning to take responsibility for that continuity as well. You have anything you want to say about the schedule, the shift?
Thank you, Andrea, for those instructions. Maybe I'll just offer that I discovered for myself that this question of when to switch between walking and sitting was such a rich place to practice. It's really rich to notice what kind of things are motivating. My wish is to spare some of you some of the suffering that I had. I noticed that often the notion, the idea, the feeling, like, okay, it's time to end sitting, would arise. And then right after that, there would often be this voice that said some version of, psst, ah, you call yourself a practitioner, are you really going to get up now? You know, this kind of like this boss that wanted me to stay. And if I didn't really recognize that and started to listen and believe that voice that was telling me, you have to stay, then it would somehow follow me throughout the day, this kind of this feeling that I have to do this, I have to do that. But Andrea's recommendation, 3 times, I found to be enormously helpful. Okay, it would arise. Often then there would be this voice, oh, you can't switch now. But if I would stay, then that would kind of soften. Then it might arise again, and then that voice would arrive again. And if I don't believe it, I just allow it to sit with it, that would soften. And then sometimes I would just notice that getting up was happening just in a very natural way without a sense that I had to or didn't have to. So I think this suggestion of the 3 times for myself I was found really helpful, and the recognition that there can be this extra voice that comes in that's telling us what to do, and it can follow us and boss us around all day. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana.